From September 1 to 3, 2023, the Arab Cultural House in Berlin reverently elevated Arabic literature and culture by hosting a memorable event that congregated 64 distinguished publishing entities and research institutes from both Arabic and European backgrounds. The auditorium absorbed the depth of Arabic heritage, crystallized through an esteemed collection of books, prolific debates and invigorating concerts, thereby fostering a cultural bridge between Orient and Occident. At the epicenter of this intellectual celebration stood the presentation of the book Tripoli in the Eyes of Its Sons and Neighbors, a masterpiece birthed from the Jerris Press Publishers House, elucidated with the expertise of Professor Ghassan Mohammed Al-Adhami, Nasser Jerris and the German scholar Klaus-Peter Hauser. Professor Al-Adhami crafted a narrative imbued with nostalgia, resurrecting the Tripoli of his youth, a beacon of unity and solidarity. His fervent plea for the revival of Tripoli drew from the reflections of Dr. Jacqueline Ayoub, asserting that the city's renaissance is a cardinal key to Lebanon's regeneration. The editorial project's initiator, Nasser Jerris, passionately delineated Tripoli's historical trajectory, portraying it as an emblematic city characterized by harmonious cohabitation and the convergence of various civilizations. His vision championed a preservation of memory for future generations, highlighting the spirit of unity prevalent among Tripolitans and their neighbors. He conveyed an optimistic outlook, referencing Germany's reunification as a beacon of inspiration for a resilient Lebanon. Meanwhile, Klaus-Peter Hauser bestowed a meticulous analysis of the city's rich Mamluk heritage, exalting its pivotal role in the Levant region, while unveiling captivating yet lesser-known aspects of its history. The gathering was further graced by the presence of Lebanese ambassador Dr. Mustafa Adib, who extolled Tripoli's intrinsic diversity, praising it as a fortress of scholarship and tolerance. He shed light on the secular harmony prevailing within its diverse communities, depicting it as a metropolis where lemon fragrances intertwine with the scent of handmade soap, embodying peaceful coexistence and intellectual richness. In conclusion, the ambassador articulated profound gratitude towards the contributors, specifically acclaiming Nasser Jerris's significant involvement. The book emerged not merely as a literary work, but as a pulsating homage to Tripoli, representing hope for a future steeped in harmony and renewal.